Let me say what happens when you do what I have just described, that is, when you are brave and real enough to break with compromise and consciously throw yourself onto the law of life. You call for justice, real justice. You exert your sacred right as a human being to appeal direct to life for immediate justice. This is a right man has forgotten he possesses. You ask to be judged now, not as to whether you are guilty or not guilty, as the world will certainly judge you, but whether you are being true to yourself, true to life in what you are doing. By your conscious action, you ask direct for life's assistance. To avoid such directness and honesty in their lives, the unconscious masses have invented the indirect ritual of praying for help. These prayers use words, thoughts, and emotions as substitutes for the direct action of self-sacrifice, by which you end compromise and rid yourself and life of unhappiness. The action of putting yourself, your life on the line, is faith. But this is not the popular faith of belief or supplicatory prayer. It is the faith that moves mountains, the mountain of difficulties that seems to loom over you when you break with compromise. Remember, you are life. That life in you is meant to be free. And because you are being true to life, consciously taking responsibility for its happiness, you have nothing to fear. The mountain is only your fears. The law of life, or karmic law, is not about penalties. It does not hand out punishments or exemplary deterrents. It is there for the truth, for man and woman who would be true. And like the truth, its justice is extremely simple. At the man's or woman's own direct request, it provides the worldly circumstances appropriate to freeing him or her from the injustice of the situation. So, in such a crisis as I've been describing, in which you remain conscious of the law of life, the circumstances you need to help you in the world, and to help you to remain being true, will occur. Problems will gradually, or even instantly, diminish. But if you are not true and invoke the law, meaning if you just want change, excitement, or to gain something other than freedom from the misery of not being true to yourself, you'll attract circumstances that make you miserable to enable you to be more true. In other words, there will be more problems than there are now, or those you have now will last longer or get worse. Understand that you don't have to be true in the world, only true in yourself. One is not the other, but the inner controls the outer. The whole world of persons of which you and I are parts is robbing, deceiving, exploiting, and misleading each other under the guise of commerce, government, society, caring, and respectability, and yet every individual inside themselves yearns to give. No one can be honest in the world for long, because everyone in the world is forced to be dishonest. All are compelled to compromise, to make a deal for personal comfort or security with someone or something. You can only finally be honest, true and uncompromising with yourself. That alone, that inner consciousness, will change the world. To be fully conscious and responsible for oneself is every human being's right and destiny. It means being consciously and voluntarily answerable to the karmic law every moment of your life, and living the law as your own self-knowledge. Such individuals do not try to hide from the law or ignore it when that would suit their apparent advantage. Any transgressions they know will have to be paid for, and they willingly watch and accept life's adjudication, in order that they may know themselves better, be more true to life, and be more free. These men and women live and act out of the knowledge that this law is the supreme justice, the justice of being made to be oneself by oneself. Consequently, and this will be your experience every time you are true, there is no feeling of being imposed on or alienated as occurs with the world's laws, no feeling of coercion or inferiority. This justice resides in one's own will. It is one's own law, one's own integrity, one's own self. Such men and women are not only conscious but responsible, conscious of life and responsible for it. Compromise and conflict disappear from their being, and in the otherwise divided external world, the circumstances of their lives work together to serve their destiny or life purpose. On the other hand, to be unconscious is to be oblivious or ignorant of the presence and power of this law, as most of humanity is. Such unconscious persons are unavoidably irresponsible to the whole and in conflict with their own being. They live in a divided world of shifting values and colliding circumstances. They have no control over their destiny and no discovered life purpose. For such unevolved people, to have to live under the simple summary justice of the karmic law, and to have to face knowingly the circumstances of their daily life as reflecting their own inner state of truth, would be a terrifying and unjustly cruel imposition. So the eternal justice or wisdom itself protects the world and the great bulk of its population from direct knowledge of the law. The protection lies in their combined ignorance. They know nothing about the law, nor do they desire to know. They can't perceive it for themselves, and if it is explained to them, they can't hear it, or they ridicule it. In short, it does not exist for them. In their ignorance, they are innocent before the law, but because of that ignorance, are unable to be freed by the law. Furthermore, they are shielded from the law's devastating implication, which I am now going to reveal to you.